Love is a needle and thread, waxing and waning, tossing in bed, sail of a kite, crimson red, drawn lines in thin air. Far back, my mind permits, broken faucet, kitchen sink, eyes up, fidgeted, nothing.
$72,000 on it, I quit my job right now.
Here I am again.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. It's currently summer break, and our DJs are out of the station enjoying the sun. But don't worry, we'll be back in the fall with new DJs, new shows, and new programming. To find out what's happening in the area off campus, check out the City of Oneonta's page. Otherwise, have a great summer, everyone. Enjoy WONY's summer programming and keep it locked.
I want you to know.
Hey guys. So funny story. I was a little late because the bus, I took my last SUNY Oneonta bus ride and I'm so out of breath because I ran here from the bus stop and then the door was locked. So I had to go all the way up and down through the main entrance and it was crazy and I'm sweating. But hi. Today, this is sad. Today is a really sad day because it's my last Wony show ever. And I know that there is time to, or there might be another time that I'm here and can be on air for Alumni Weekend or something, but this one is going to be a very special show. So, well, everyone, I'm still so out of breath. I need to catch my breath. I'm going to start with a few songs from freshman year that I liked during freshman year. Because they mean a lot to me. And all these songs have gotten me through the first few years of college. And yeah, so I decided to do what my friends have been doing with their shows, their last shows, which is just play a bunch of songs from throughout the years here at college at Oneonta and and talk about it and reminisce and be sad about it. And so yeah, well, obviously we're all sad, but there's a couple in here that are like sweet. It's just they're all very sweet songs and like depict the years. Like it just like recaps everything. So I want to start with this song by Pine Grove. It's called Need To. I made a few different like videos throughout the years. Also, if I sniffle, it may or may not be because I'm crying, but it also might be just because I ran here. Anyways, so yeah, I'm gonna talk a lot today because I have lots to say about all my friends, and I'm gonna try to shout everyone out if I can. And everyone in the group chat, hopefully a lot of people are listening. So yeah. This song, I don't remember who showed me. I think I just found it somewhere, but it's a sad song, but I remember I listened to it in the first semester, and then I think I heard it before, but it just reminds me all of freshman year and like my freshman group of friends who I've grown apart from, but I still love most of them. And yeah, I think that this just is a great song to start the show with. And then after that, I have a song by The Strokes, but I'll say the name after. So here is Need To by Pine Grove.
Thank you.
basically, that was need two. I meant to say before, I, like, got distracted, but I would make these little videos, like, of collages of all the videos that we've taken. I'm going to cry about it. That we've taken throughout the year. So each year I would make a freshman year video, I have a sophomore 1 year, a junior year, and now I'm happy. I'm going to have to make the senior year one, and I'm literally going to sob throughout the whole thing. And so I picked, like, two or three songs to play for it, and this was one of them for freshman year. And honestly, I don't remember the other one that I used, but this next song, it's called The Adults Are Talking by The Strokes, and this reminds me of spring semester, freshman year, where we all just, like, we just would get hammocks and play volleyball. That was, like, one time, but it just reminds me of when we all would hang out outside in nature and play guitar together, and I met so many people at the end of this year. I think I met most of the group around this time. I really want to try not to say names because I feel like I'm going to forget people and I'll be really sad about that. But actually, I'm just going to say names. Paige, I have to start with Paige. She was my, oh my God, this is going to be, okay. Ooh. I'm just going to go quick. Paige was the first person I met besides my roommate at the time in freshman year, over, like, online, and we became best friends so quickly, and I just remember the first time we sat in her dorm room, and we were playing guitar with, like, these really cool lights, and it was just such a moment where I was like, wow, like, I think I'm gonna like it here. Shout out Annie. So, yeah, that was a moment, and I met Maya really early. We went to early orientation together, and it was a sweet little time. Shout out Melissa. I just saw her text. Greg, Magnus, Elliot, Josh, Gabby. Hi, Gabby. Gabby came and, so, well, she didn't really surprise us, but, well, she surprised us, but we knew she was coming, but she left Oneonta a little early, but she came back, and she is staying with us, and I'm so happy. Shout out Gabby, shout out all my freshman year friends, shout out, I don't even know, there's so many people that I met freshman year. I did meet my roommates now, Steph and Grace, I already said Maya and Paige, but I met them around sometime spring semester, and we weren't super close, but we became really close sophomore year, and I'm so happy that we did, and I'll talk about that later, but so I'm just gonna play this next song, The Adults Are Talking. This reminds me of Skate Jam. I'm actually wearing my Skate Jam shirt, but we went and we would skate, and it was so fun. Treehouse. Oh my God, okay. Bye, okay.
They've been saying you're sophisticated.
So, I haven't fully figured out how to play a song while I'm talking, but I hopefully you guys can hear this song. I'm not sure. I asked Steph how to do it, and she just didn't answer my question. She just said a funny thing, but I think I just worded it wrong. So. Okay, this song is Evergreen by Regina Mitch. And I just thought it would play you on top because I am running out of time. It's only 4 minutes. Yeah, so this song just reminds me of freshman year also, and it's a very sweet song. I like sitting in our dorm and like looking at the trees and walking the campus with my little headphones. And just like, yeah, being aesthetic. So this next song I have is called Open Season. Shout out Pitch Perfect, because it is from there, and it just reminds me of the same thing, walking through campus and loving life and the sweetness, and it's just so good, and yeah,
I'm
A second to shout everyone out. I hope I don't miss anyone. I just want to say, like, of course I shout out my roommates. I don't even know where to start. Anjali, my girl, I love you. Callie, Dakota, Zoe. Oh, hold on. I'm looking at the group. Susie. And then we got Hill, Sean and Riley, Kaylee, Gianna. Who else? Just kidding. I know there's so many people. Sean Hogan, Sean Nichols, Dan. There's so many people. I just want to give everyone a shout out because everyone deserves it. Sid, JJ, Rob, Ryan, Brendan, Jerry, Hillside Girls, Jazz, Kate, and Julia. I love you guys. Am I missing anyone? I think I already shouted out. Oh, Mitch. And then Sean Cypro, full government name. I love you. And I am, please don't kill me if I didn't shout you out. I'm sorry. Oh my God, Kate! How could I forget Kate? Kate Edwards. I'm sorry, Kate. I owe you. I thought that I said you with my roommate, so you're basically my roommate. I love Kate. Did I say Andrew? Andrew Dingus. Shout out Andrew. Love ya, man. Okay, I'm gonna go on to the next song because I feel like, yeah. This one's called, Maya actually played this on her show, but I love this song. It's called Stop This Train by John Mayer. And it just means a lot because I want to stop. Like Maya said, stop. I don't want to keep going. Let's just pause life right here and then it's fine. And then everything will be okay. But you know what? You know what? It's going to be great. And there's so much more to come. So that's just everyone's little reminder. Here we go. Okay. Stop This Train. John, everyone's texting in the group chat, like, hey, this is me. Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. try to keep an open mind, but I just can't sleep on this tonight. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed, it's moving in. I know I can't. Someone stop this train. Don't know how else to say it. Don't wanna see my parents go. One generation is length away from fighting life out on my own. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed, it's moving in. I know I can, but honestly, won't someone stop this train?
Between the Bars by Elliot Smith, because it's sad and I'm trying to make everyone cry, not gonna lie. just kidding. So this song is very much junior year song. Cherry. I miss Cherry. We just took grad pictures at Cherry and it was emotional. And also I just started taking down all my decorations in my room, and it's just a sad time, and this song came on, and I was like, oh my gosh, and so, yeah, but I hope you guys enjoy it. That's like my catchphrase. I hope you guys blank. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys like it. And then I'm actually gonna skip to senior year because, there's two songs from junior year after Between the Bars that are last because they have to be saved for last, and I'll explain why. But I have one song from senior year, and then I was going to play Jigsaw Falling Into Place because of course I would play that, but I don't have time and I want to prioritize. But here's Between the Bars.
Drink up, baby, stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure.
This is actually very much of, that was a very much freshman year song, more than junior, I think, because it reminds me of, yeah, freshman year. Now I have a newer song, well, not, it's not new, but it's new to me, and I love Pine Grove. I probably need to already, and, like, Aphasia and Angelina. Angelina really reminds me of last year, but I'm going to play one that reminds me of this year, which the reason is because Plainview, my friend's band, Sean McClain, Ryan Bean, Brendan Weatherup, and Riley Smith. I just like blanked really hard. You guys are amazing, and I love your songs, and they actually have a new song out called Ariel, and I love the song. It's one of my, it's, like, my favorite of them that they play. There's, like, it's tied. I don't know. But it's streaming, and you guys should listen, and I would play it, but I don't have time. But this song, they covered a bunch of times, and it just really reminds me of going to the shows, and it reminds me of all the bands here and recently at the Black Oak when we saw Coleslaw for the last time. I honestly don't remember if Plainview played that night. I don't think so. I think the Shoebills did. But yeah, It just reminds me of like fun going out times and watching our friends' bands. It's just so cool. Everyone has a band, and I wish I could have done that. So I'm like living it through them, and yeah, this is Old Friends by Pine Grove.
Walking outside, labyrinthine over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it, over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying
okay, next we've got, okay, this one reminds me of high school, but I just wanted to play it because I love listening to it on big speakers. And if you're in your car, blast this right now. And if you're listening at home, put it on the speaker and blast it. I'm giving you a little bit to do that. There's this one part that drops, and I just did a project on it. I had to pick a song that was influential to me, and I think that this song has, like, inspired all of my projects from Callie. That's funny. I think this has expired. What? Expired? Okay, I need to log in. This has inspired all of my musical projects and, like, compositions that I've done. Because I love orchestras, and I've said this before a lot of times, but this song has a huge little, like, orchestra part, and it's a big bass drop, and I love it, and it's awesome. So I decided to play this, and it's called Pluto Projector by Rex Orange County.
Protector, is that what I'm supposed to be? What if all this counts for nothing? Everything I thought I'd be. What if by the time I realize it's too far behind to see? 70 mil projector, I can show you everything. Yeah. And we're on our way to glory, where the show won't ever end. And the encore lasts forever, and it's time with you to spend. Spending the years together, growing older every day. I feel at home when I'm around you, and I'll gladly say again, I hope the encore lasts forever. Now it's time for us to spend. And it's sublime with you, my friend. This right here still feels like the honeymoon when you say my name. Nothing's changed. I'm still a boy inside my thoughts. Am I meant to understand my I'll do the same as you, I'll try and hold it up. Soon I hope, or as soon as I'm old enough.
Stay forever, you know more than anyone. Yeah, whoa, whoa. And it's you that knows my darkness, and you know my bedroom needs. You could blast me in my secrets, but there's probably just no need.
So. Okay, that was hard. This one, I don't think anyone's ready for this. I don't think I'm ready for this. I'm just gonna play it. I'm not even gonna say the name. Good luck. And this is the second to last song on Larny Tunes. I love you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. That one made me sob. I'm crying. Okay. This next song. So everyone decided to play Lover, You Should Have Come Over. And I was going to play that. But I wanted to be original. So I'm going to play another Jeff Buckley song. And this is my last song that I will play on air at Oneonta. Maybe, who knows, in the future, maybe I'll play again. But, I mean, you know, go air again. But for now, I'm not saying those words yet. You'll know what the words are after this song. But, okay, this is self-explanatory, Last Goodbye by Jeff Buckley.
Oh, you know it makes me so angry, 'cause I know that it does.
Yeah, it's over. Well, as Jeff Buckley says, Sean just said this, but it's never over. Okay, I just want to say thank you guys all for listening. Thank you to my family for always tuning in. You are my favorite people on the whole earth ever in the whole world. And I love you guys and I miss you guys. And I am so happy that I have such a great support system and loving family always, all the time. And so I'm very happy. Thank you. I like to thank. Just kidding. I want to just say, my roommates, you have actually gotten me through every single hard time throughout all these years. Paige, I just need to shout you out again because you've been there. You are my day one here, and I love you, and I love everyone. You know, Maya is also my day one, literally. But I love you guys so much, Seth and Grace. And Kate, I actually can't shout everyone out again because that's too much. But I love you guys. I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. Like, I don't know. Okay, it's time. I think it's time. I don't want to leave.